Warning, if you're using a sportsbook to bet on the finals, you're getting robbed. Delete that app and join the millions using Polymarket. Polymarket is a prediction market, not a sportsbook. You trade against other fans, not the house. That means more money for you and less for greedy sportsbooks. It's available in all 50 states. Polymarket, your go-to prediction market for basketball's biggest stage. Download Polymarket in the App Store and use promo code BLOCK to unlock $50 free for your first trade. Download and use code BLOCK.
Trading not available in all jurisdictions. Check local regulations before trading. Restrictions and eligibility requirements. Apply.
Hello, Podlers. Coming up on this edition of the show, we find ourselves enjoying lots of different cover versions of Wham! Christmas classic Last Christmas, including this one from Sweden. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
6:36 on your Monday morning. As we're hearing in the news of Emma Jones, much of the south of the country is covered in snow, which means we have some snow commute casualties. Emma Jones, you're currently at home.
Yep.
Good morning. Matt Dyson, morning. You're at home.
Yes, I am.
Rethinking the single-seater car you were going to purchase on your commute today? A bit hairy out there, wouldn't it, Rudolph?
That would struggle. That would have struggled this morning.
Struggled. Yeah. So we're going to try and get the gang together. Glenn and I are here in the studio.
I slept here last night. It was just easier.
As did I. Yes, we share a sleeping bag. Send all your questions to 8-12-15. So basically, we're going to be asking good mood, bad mood, 8-12-15. Let's start the ball rolling, shall we? Not with, you know, England for you, England fans out there being knocked out of the World Cup. Let's start with what apps are getting up to at the moment. A, my weather app. Nev did not tell me it was going to snow.
No.
No.
I woke up this morning and thought I'd slipped from the back of my own wardrobe into Narnia, trying to get a pair of winkle pickers that I'd not worn since last autumn winter. And let's talk about a certain taxi company that's trying to charge Emma £40 to get in, even though she lives like 8 minutes away.
More like £50 at
Is
the moment.
Is it really?
It's,
wow.
it's gone over £50 for the first time.
My goodness me. So there we go. We're all slightly... Well, let's go with bad mood, just because that's what the feature's called, yeah. But maybe disgruntled is more what we're looking at. What about you guys out there? 8, 12, 15. Whether it be snow-based or not, good mood, bad mood, and why? Once again, 8, 12, 15, come join in.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Download the Wix app, shop on the go, and find everything you need for your next home improvement project.
Don't be house-barrassed, be house-proud with Wix.
Hi, Dave and the team. Cameron here. I'm 12. And I'm in a very good mood because school is closed today due to the snow.
Oh. I never experienced that, ever.
Why?
Never happened.
Oh, you were schooled in Barbados?
Yeah, of course.
No, what? Did you never have a snow day?
It never happened. Oh, they'd always go, and good news, the teachers have decided to come in. Every time there was a strike, every time there was a snow, nothing. We never had a day off.
Curse those teachers, their incredible work ethic
at
your school.
Annoying.
Oh, that is annoying. But although the old Swiss producer man here, he has pointed out that obviously kids still have to learn from school now. We're post-pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not just the day off. It could be, Cameron. Maybe you're going to have to log on. I mean, you might be able to treat yourself and have your camera off. But, you know, things are still happening. Matt, what about your kids? What's going on?
Well, theirs has already been delayed. Their school said we're not going to start till 10 because of the snow. Right? I don't really know what difference that makes, but it makes it slightly easier. But it's all about the boiler breaking down, isn't it? When I had snow days, it was like, it's snowing, but if the boiler breaks, that is the key moment. And then you've got to, like, listen to your BBC local radio station to find out if your school has been shook.
It's a different time.
So old school.
Honestly, I've allowed him on air for 2 minutes and he's talked about broken boilers and listening to the local BBC for weather updates on
listen
the snow.
To Roosevelt's evening address on the way we gather around.
It was mad. So like BBC Radio Nottingham would just go, Haywood School is closed. And then they'd go around the whole city.
like when they go, Wrexham 1.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
John Rowe, Neil. Oh, no!
That intonation. Christ, the king is open.
That must have been such a thrilling broadcast. It must have been like War of the Worlds in the 1940s.
Yeah.
Well, did you gather round here whether you were going to go in or not?
Anton Deckard, it might be you.
This is where like the X Factor ending was invented on BBC Nottingham. Oh, I love what those guys do there. So, I mean, what would you do? Would you be like, would you have one leg in your pyjamas and one leg in your school trousers and you just were waiting for it to be read out?
Huddling around the wireless, waiting for it to be read
well,
out.
Well, I don't know. I think I want to bring that back on this breakfast show. I want to do that. I don't know how we're going to do that. But, you know, if you're in a school and if you work in a school that you know is going to be closed, text us 81215 because I want to bring the good news to the kids. That's what I want to do.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's 11 minutes past 7 on your Monday morning. The warmest of welcomes to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where, as billed, it is time for Matt Dyson from his homestead by the sea and the social ammunition. Matt, what's the socials lit with today?
Well, I mean, it's all about the snow and the World Cup, isn't it? The main trending topics this morning. Lots of images of snow in London. Isn't it magical, eh? Unless you need to get into work at 5 a.m, then it's not so magical. I mean, it does look very nice. And every year at this time, we get to marvel at the names of the Gritters in Scotland. They've been shared over the weekend. I think there's some new pun names on board this year.
Great.
Basil Salty. Grit Talk, trying to stay down with the kids. Ice Sweeper Willie, I quite like her. Gritalica, Credence Clear Road Survival is very nice. And Carrie Bradthaw.
This is why our listeners in Scotland are so good at
Sex and the Gritty.
Sex and the Gritty, that's right, Ben. Yes, lovely work. Yes, exactly. They love the smash. We love it. But they've got not as much snow as we have down south this morning. It's quite a bit of an unusual situation this morning in terms of the snow. And then there's a lot of reaction to the World Cup defeat for England over the weekend, which we don't want to dwell on too much. People are
doctoring. Don't say too much. I've not watched it yet.
No.
You're going to catch it on CFAX later, aren't you?
No,
la, 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 la. You carry on, Matt. I'm just going to do this. Yeah. La, 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 la.
People have been doctoring the ref's Wikipedia entry, which is, you know, that's not on. That's what Baby's saying.
Oh, yeah. He was loving life, wasn't he, on centre stage, that ref?
But then the French supporters have unearthed an old video, which you may have seen by now, from 2018, right?
Forwarded many times.
Yes, it was a sport relief video that Harry Kane did with Johnny Wilkinson, where he was the rugby player was showing him how to take a penalty and kick it over the bar as if he was doing a conversion in rugby, and then he taught Harry how to do it in a sort of premonition of what was to happen on Saturday night. Very sad, but it was already predicted back in 2018. I mean, I might share that video if you want to look at it. Sorry, Dave, that may have ruined the plot for you a little
la,
bit.
La, 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 la. Yeah. Thing, mate.
Not only that, but you've also ruined the Rugby World Cup when Johnny Wilkinson
He still hasn't got around to
that.
I was going to do Game of Thrones, the 2003 Rugby World Cup.
2016 WrestleMania. There's loads.
I was going to be snowed in today. You know the girls are away. This is what I was going to do. Catch up on these things.
I hope it hasn't ruined your snow day binge watching too much. But you will be talking about it later, and I've saved you data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
17 minutes past 7 on your Monday morning. You are listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And right now on the show, well, I want to bring three worlds together. The first world is your chance to earn a shout-out in about 10 minutes' time. The second thing I'm bringing into this is the fact that on Absolute Radio Premium, where, of course, you can start your free trial, it's 30 days' worth of free premium goodness on our website. If you don't like a song that's playing, you can skip it. And the third prong coming into play here is that, of course, Absolute 80s is your Christmas party station. All the biggest Christmas hits plus the best party floor fillers. So let's bring them together, shall we, and have three Christmas songs from Absolute 80s that I'm going to skip the intro on. You have to figure out what it is, get a shout out. Boom, that's what we're doing. Is everybody ready to hear today's clip?
Yes.
Here we go. Name those songs.
Oh.
Oh, come on.
I love
Even I got one of those today.
Oh, I can feel the disdain, even though you're like 8 miles away from me right now, Emma. So, the
intros are really short. We have skipped nice and early, but they're just so recognisable, aren't they? But in case anybody missed it, because we know you have busy lives, here it is again.
So, I need you to identify those three Christmas songs. I want your name, where you are, and I want to know what you're up to. And don't say, Dave, I'm going to work, if you are going to work. Give us a flavour of what you're actually going to be doing once you arrive there. Send it all along in one textual package to 81215, and you could be getting your shout-out next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Keep the heat in your home with Knauf Loft Insulation Rolls. Available in different sizes to suit your project.
Don't be house barrassed, be house proud with Wix.
So Absolute 80s is your Christmas party station. All the biggest Christmas hits plus the best party floor fillers. And you can listen to Absolute 80s on your digital radio in the free Absolute Radio app. Or, of course, you can ask your smart speaker to play Absolute 80s. And if you've got it via premium, well, you can skip songs that you may not like. And we're using that feature as a way in which you can earn a shout out here on The Breakfast Show. Moments ago, I bought you these three little intros. Glenn, will you do the honours this morning? Tell us who they are.
So it was Paul McCartney, Wonderful Christmas Time.
It was.
There was Band Aid, Do We Know It's Christmas.
Yeah, that was the final one.
And I forgot what the other one was.
The middle one was the Pogues.
That was it, was Pogues Hotel in New York. That was it.
Thank you. I did put you on the spot a bit there, to be fair. So well done to everybody who got those right, including Mick in Kent. You're getting your shout out as you shovel the drive. Gary in Swansea finishing his coffee in his van, delaying getting out into the snow and starting work. Good luck, Gary. David in Solihull preparing for a day working at home, mixed up with doing some Christmas present wrapping. So, working on the conference call, wrap a present. Work on conference call, go wrap a present. Smart move. Emma and Maddie heading to school, hoping some other teachers manage to get there too, as there will be a lot of kids for just two of them to look after. David de-icing the car in Liverpool, but not with boiling water from a kettle. Emma, is there any advice that you could give anyone scraping their windscreens this morning?
Yes, you may rub half a potato on it. And it will be ice-free, according
you,
to my granddad.
Right.
So slice a potato in half and then give it a little go.
Well, I think actually it's more of a preventative measure, so you probably needed to do it the night before.
Oh, so if there's snow coming, cut your spud and starch your windows.
Yes.
Thanks, Grandad. Karen in Arbindon up early to clear the snow off my car so I can get to work at Bailey's Cars. Emma in Carshalton back from the early morning swim trying to thaw out. Oof. Emma, you're a hero to us all.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
The time is 7:35. It is your Monday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. So here's a thing. With Nectar, you can collect points as you shop, and with weekly bonus point offers in the app, you can really boost your balance. So get downloading the Nectar app to get more. And with that message ringing in your ears, it is time once again for
5 words, 1 million Nectar points.
Absolutely. 1 million Nectar points. Hoping to win them is Patrick. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Patrick, welcome along to the show. So Patrick is a forklift engineer, loves a bit of Absolute 80s and a little bit of classic rock in his life, and he once matched 4 out of 5 words with our very own Glenn Moore. So, Patrick, would you like to get Glenn on the random player generator this morning?
I think so, yeah.
OK, well, let's give it a spin and see who you have.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Glenn Moore.
All right.
Well, isn't that nice? Patrick, you have been matched with Glenn Moore.
That's perfect.
Good luck.
Thank you.
So Glenn is making his way out of the studio, which means, Patrick, the time has come, as you are fully aware, for me to give you five words. I want you to tell me the first word that comes to mind, and in a moment's time, we will welcome Glenn back into the studio, and I will give him the exact same five words. If his words are the same as yours and yours are the same as his, then you are going to win 1 million Nectar points. Here we go. The first word this morning is win. W-I-N. Win.
Nectar points.
It's more than one word.
I'm going to let you have another go at it, Patrick. I don't often do that. Do you want to start again? Because A, that's two words, and B, that's one of the worst answers we've ever had. And, you know, because the snow's falling in London and I'm feeling festive, I'm going to give you another go. The word is win.
Lose.
Oh, yeah. He got that.
Which he definitely would have done had I not been feeling generous of spirit. Okay, up next is jump.
High.
Yeah.
Show. S-H-O-W, show.
Theatre.
Christmas.
Jumper.
Oh, that's nice. And finally, Patrick, your word is taste. T-A-S-T-E. Taste.
Food.
Food. Okay, Patrick. I like it. An unorthodox start, and then you really buckled down and gave us some good words there. Please wait on line one. The Method Man is back. Next.
Five words. 1 million Nectar points.
Absolute Radio. Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
With Wix and Mission Christmas. Donate a gift for a child in need this Christmas. Head to your local Wix store to drop off a gift. Five words. 1 million Nectar points.
Absolute Radio.
Glenn Moore is back in the studio. Patrick is still on line one, and it is very much time to get down to business and try and win Patrick 1 million Nectar points. Good luck, both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Glenn.
Yes.
What's the first word that comes to mind when I say win?
Lose.
Yeah.
Correct. Would you have said Nectar points?
What?
No, that's what Patrick said. I gave him another go at it.
Yeah.
First word that comes to mind when I say win, he said Nectar points. He's very much in the moment. I like
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the people at Nectar are thrilled about that, by the way, Patrick. You know, you've got a friend for life there. Don't you worry about that. Okay, that's one down. Up next is jump.
Oh, man.
Mm.
Around.
Oh. Oh. Jump high. Jump high. Jump around. Get up.
Sorry.
Sorry, Patrick. Yes, you've not won the Nectar points today.
I'm just really into the Mrs. Doubtfire soundtracks.
Is that why you've got cream on your face?
That's 100%. Yeah. Up until then, you've been so confused for the past 2 hours. I refuse to say a word on the issue.
I thought it was Glenn who was working from home and Emma was here. I can't get my head into it. What have you got for show?
Time.
Theatre.
Mm.
Christmas.
Tree.
Jumper.
Oh.
Taste.
Buds.
Food. Buds is a good answer. That means it is one out of five. Patrick, lovely having you on the show. Thanks for tuning in via Absolute 80s and Classic Rock. And send our love to the family and have a great Christmas.
Thank you very much, and you.
Cheers, Patrick. Bye now. This, of course, means you have an opportunity to play for 1 million Nectar points tomorrow morning here on The Breakfast Show. If you'd like to have a go, well, call right now. 0330 123 1215.
Five words. 1 million Nectar points.
Absolute Radio.
Check out the Nectar app today. Get the Nectar app. Get more.
It is 10 minutes past eight on your Monday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. It's the 12th of December. And that means that those of you who are participating in Whamageddon, well, bravo, because if you're still in, we are halfway through. Now, we'll be finding out how some members of the team are getting on. We know that both Emma and Matt have already been whammed. Mm. Glenn and I were still in. Well, I can tell you that one of us is now out. We're going to be discussing that a little later on in the breakfast show, as well as playing homage to all of you out there who have been whammed. And I can't thank you enough. Every time I go on my Instagram, it's like you have 57,000 new messages, and it's just people telling me the weird and wonderful ways in which they have been whammed. It is good of you to share with the group. Now, what we're going to do here on the show, as we're halfway through, is kind of celebrate all things Wham with a series of foreign language versions and covers of Last Christmas. Because rule number one is only the original version of the song counts. Remixes and covers are fine. Now, we mentioned we were going to be doing this, and so many of you have already got in touch, including James in Reading, who says, Dave, I don't want to have to admit this after the football on Saturday, but the French version of Last Christmas is utterly sublime. And I tell you what, it is tricky to talk about anything French right now, but James in Reading is absolutely right. Listen to this. Mais dès le jour d'après, tu l'as rejeté. Cette fois, je le donnerai à quelqu'un qui veut mon bonheur. The ref's on drums.
Oh,
yes, love it. This is really nice.
And what's nice is they've changed the lyrics as well, and the lyrics there are, I like to go to the park and play football with my brother.
Of course, we all find out where the train station is in the second verse. Rich has got in touch saying, morning, guys. Have you heard the heavy metal version of Last Christmas? I'm sure Wayne from the band of Mum and Dad would absolutely love it. Here it is.
Whoa.
Oh, Mama, carve the turkey. Father, the chestnuts are ready. There we go. Keep them coming. 8, 12, 15. We've got heavy metal. We've done the French version. What out there exists that we need to share with the group? Because, of course, on Whamageddon, only the original version of the song. It's the only one that counts.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Dave, I would love to hear a Japanese version of Last Christmas, if you can find one, from Jane in Birmingham. Jane, I love these kind of missions.
Mm.
I found one.
Oh, great.
I've got a Japanese version of Last Christmas. Who wants to hear this along with Jane?
Yes, please.
Are we ready for this? Lock yourselves in. Here we go.
Merry Christmas. Last Christmas. Kokoro ageta kedo sugu kimi.
Beautiful. This is the song that's playing in my head, Matt, when we run towards one another in the snow.
Oh, me too.
Have I played too much of this now? Shall we move on?
I didn't know Last Christmas was the same in Japanese.
No, it's true. I surely must have a word for last.
And Christmas.
In Japan. Yeah, and Christmas being the second choice of words they must have in Japan. Any Japanese listeners, get in touch, 8, 12, 15. Oh,
it feels cheeky to be listening to this many cover versions, doesn't it? We're really, really getting off on a technicality.
That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be cheeky. That's what I'm known as. Cheeky Chappy, Glenn. What about the German version from Rachel in Milton Keynes? She thinks it might even sound better than the French version. Well, here you go, Rach. Oh, it's too close to the original. Yeah. It's making me nervous now. I'm not this cheeky. Can we file it away under better than the original?
It's very close to the original, isn't it?
As I say, it's making me nervous, Emma. I don't want to wham myself off live on air. Not on a Monday morning with the snow falling. No. Okay, we've had some message from Jamie in Leeds, who loves listening to Absolute Radio Country. Well, good morning, Jamie. It's lovely having you on board. And Jay says there is a country version of Last Christmas by a band called Essex County. Of course, a much loved three piece. Here they go.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day.
I'm going to put some marshmallows in your hot chocolate, Matt.
Oh, don't playfully throw a snowball at me.
With half a brick in it. Ouch. Let no, Essex County soothe your pain. it's good. I hope as we're halfway through, the point of this was that you'd get it out of your system and you'd feel good. I hope this has achieved that for you. Oh, we've had a message saying, is there a jazz version? Oh, I'm going to look into it. You can't stop me. I'm going to go and find a jazz version of Last Christmas. Hopefully that's going to be coming up next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Dreaming of a new kitchen? Browse the stunning ranges online or head to your nearest store and make your dream a reality.
Don't be house barrassed, be house proud with Wix.
It's 8:27 on your Monday morning. We are bringing you a plethora of covers and different versions of the Wham! Christmas classic, Last Christmas, because, of course, if you are participating in Whamageddon, we are halfway through the challenge. We know that you're going to be missing the song, and that's why we are doing it. And joining us right now on line one is Anne. Good morning, Anne.
Morning.
Welcome along to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm all right. I'm actually sitting in bed having a coffee with my two dogs, and I thought, I wonder if there's a reggae version.
Wow, the imagery, Anne. The imagery is sublime. So right now, listener Anne is in bed having a coffee with her two dogs, wondering if there's a reggae version of the Wham! Christmas classic, Last Christmas. Well, Anne, I can tell you there is a reggae version by Mylon Clark, and this is how it sounds.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
The dog is enjoying this, Anne?
Loving it.
What are your dogs called?
George.
Okay, and how much do your dog weigh? No, that was just unfortunate.
Kilos, I think.
Okay, thank you very much for answering it, Anne.
Add it to the list.
I'll be revealing my findings at the end of the year. Anne, lovely having you and the pooches tuned in. Enjoy your coffee in bed.
Thank you.
Cheers, Anne. Bye now. And thanks for bringing to our attention the fact there is a reggae version by Mylon Clark, and here it is on The Breakfast Show. Absolutely love this. Merry Christmas. Oh, yes, Mylon. Right, so the other big question, of course, everybody's wondering, is, you know, is there a jazz version? And, you know, that's a big question, and, well, here's the answer.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. Oh. The very next day.
We can't build this into the romantic story we're writing together, can we, Matt?
No,
I feel like this
sure.
is advertising soap in the 50s.
Oh, hang on. No!
Contains iodine.
Okay, I'm not too sure about the jazz. I like the reggae, not sure about the jazz. But what about the Swedish? What have they made?
Yeah.
It's a big question.
And one we ask nearly every day on the show.
What are Sweden getting up to when it comes to Wham! Christmas classics? Well, again, here is the answer. They're doing great work. I'm doing this whilst wearing a roll neck. I kid you not.
It's quite abbery, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, you would say that.
No, it's just it's got all Vaius all
Let
over
the rest
it. Isn't
of the
it?
Musicians of Sweden live their own lives, Glenn. For heaven's sake. Not everyone's in hologram form, you know. But of course, I think the best cover of all time of Last Christmas by Wham is only 1 second long. It was all she would allow us to enjoy. Oh. It happened on this very show just last week. It's Leona Graham. And it was just... She just teased us with how good it could be if the Queen of Rock decided to do a cover for us, which, yes, I am trying to persuade her to do before you text in. All we've got of how great it could be is this.
Last Christmas.
That's all we've got.
I like it.
I like it, too. It's just...
Last Christmas.
Just give us a bit more, you tease, yeah. Will you? Heaven's sake. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show. It's your Monday morning. You are listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And in just under 25 minutes' time, I will launch the No Repeat Guarantee, meaning you will not hear the same song twice between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. across the Absolute Radio network. Now, as we've already established, we dedicated about half an hour of the show to the fact that only the original version of Wham's Last Christmas counts in Whamageddon. Remixes and covers are fine. And once again, as we've established, there are some real good ones out there. Rule number two is the moment you hear the song, no matter how much of it you hear, if it's just the very beginning or just the very end, you are out. And rule number three is you cannot deliberately wham somebody to get them out. That's against the rules. Now, something Glenn said to us about 10 days ago was... actually, it was 12 days ago because it was the launch of Whamageddon, wasn't it? Yeah, 12 days ago. If you were ever wearing any kind of Wham apparel, then it would mean that something bad had happened to you.
Yeah.
You are wearing a Wham Christmas jumper right now,
yeah,
Glenn.
Yeah, and an Andrew Ridgely face mask.
So lifelike.
Yeah.
So what's happened?
It's bad news. I don't really want to talk about it, but I didn't even make it to double figures. Got to the end of last week.
On the ninth?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
no.
I was listening to a Christmas playlist, and I saw that Wham was on there, and so I pressed hide song on Spotify. I got to the end of a playlist. Spotify started automatically playing a new playlist. Wham was the first thing on there. It was awful. Do you know what the worst thing was? When I got home, I said to my girlfriend, I was like, I put on another Christmas playlist, and I said, you know what the nice thing is? The nice thing is, when you've been whammed, it means you can just enjoy the song. Yeah. And I put it on, and she went, what are you doing? I hadn't been whammed.
Oh.
So I whammed myself and stored the energy to wham someone else straight afterwards.
And that wasn't even an intentional, deliberate whamming.
It wasn't malicious. We're both out. Yeah, I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. Got to wait another year. So I was gutted that the next World Cup is 4 years away. It feels like next year's Whamageddon is even further.
Dave and the team says, Jackie, I was whammed at a school fete in front of loads of other parents. Went as a favour to look after my niece and nephew and wham. Jackie concludes, note to self, don't do any favours for anyone in December.
No, especially not at Christmas.
That's the Christmas spirit, isn't it, Emma? Yeah. Dave, my office overlooks the Christmas market in Glasgow, so I'm currently being whammed at my desk at least three times a day. Oh, wow. John in Glasgow, what a way of spending your working day, John. Dave, I feel very betrayed after getting whammed at the weekend by the quizmaster at our local pub quiz. He did a beat the intro style game.
Oh, come on.
And it was question three and the entire pub were out. We didn't even win, says James in Ipswich. Unbelievable. Dave, I got whammed whilst dressed as an elf. Oh, what? Rachel in Cardiff? What? I picked up some part-time shift work helping Santa and his elves at this busy time of year. I'm not too proud to admit that I didn't think it through. I've worked out that I'm currently getting a whamming every 20 minutes.
Oh, wow.
My God.
what a short and limited breathless playlist they have.
Dave, I've been whammed by my best friend's husband on her sofa. Oh, Suzanne.
Oh, no.
He walked in and whammed me with the smart speaker, recruiting Alexa to do his dirty work. Shameful. Shameful, says Suzanne. Dave, I got whammed by a DJ whilst on a bridesmaid's duty at the weekend. He got me right at the end of the night,
But I'll be honest, it's not the only regret I have from that evening from Jade in Batterley. Right, if you do get whammed, share with the group at 8, 12, 15. And here's another nice thing. This year, we've teamed up with Cash for Kids. So if you do get whammed, you'd like to do a nice turn, well, you can do the following. Text WHAM to 70905 to donate £5, or text WHAM 70910 to donate £10. Text costs your donation plus one standard network message. Ask the bill payer's permission before texting. And here's the thing, 100% of your donation will go to Absolute Radio's Cash for Kids. Thank you.
Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
With Wix and Mission Christmas. Help bring some cheer to a child in need this Christmas. Drop off a gift at your local Wix store.
It's your Monday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Now, regular listeners to this show will know what this music means. Yeah, it means I'm about to put you to work for puns. Now, about 50 minutes ago, we were covering off some of the best classics of Last Christmas by Wham, and I think my favourite has to be the Japanese one.
Merry Christmas.
Last Christmas, kokoro agetta, kedo sugu kimi.
So inspired by this, we're going to smash together Asian food and music. 8, 12, 15.
Last Christmas.
Sushi in the sky with diamonds.
Oh, lovely stuff.
Thanks, Glenn. I've also got the Crystal's classic Udon Don 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 Udon Don Don. Matt nice. Dyson, what you got for us today?
Dim Sum 41,
yes!
Obviously.
Nice.
Melon Kimchi and the Fortune Cookie Collective.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, that's good.
Emma Jones, what are you bringing to the table from your homestead?
I got Walk Around the Clock. Anything by Sushi and the Banshees.
Oh!
Yes.
And Dim Somebody Say, Just Eat. Which, I looked nice. It up, it is a real song by Katy Perry.
Okay, excellent work. Glenmore, what have you got?
Mine are from all across Asia, and this is a The Smith special. I've got How Soon's Palau, a Girlfriend in a Korma, and This Chow Mein Man.
Oh, yes.
That's excellent.
That is excellent, Matt, as you say. Okay, so it's Asian food versus the playlist at 8, 12, 15. Make sure you include your name with your suggestion so you can get the recognition you so rightfully deserve.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's your Monday morning and I thought we should kick off the working week by getting that grey matter of yours a-tickling with an edition of the Daily Smash. Now, this morning we are bringing together any kind of Asian food with any kind of music. Yes, it's Asian food versus the playlist, and it was 8, 12, 15. Once again, you guys have not disappointed me. Sam in Lincoln gets us underway with Have a Rice Day. We've got some classic REM with Aromatic Duck for the People by Aidan Grantham. Yes, Satay. Oh, My Trouble by the Beatles from Tim in Newcastle. Walk and Roll Star by Anthony. Pad Thai, Does It Always Rain on Me from Jack in Norwich. The Tempura Trap's very good from Jules. And Peggy Katsu by Eddie in Birmingham. Matt, socials reached you at home. What have we got?
Yes. Tish Harding on Twitter suggested All Udon, The Watchtower, The Specials, Fried Rice from Bobby C.
Oh, yeah.
Bean Sprout Here Brothers, says Darren Izzard. Terry Yakety Yak from Craig. My Songs No Wagyu Did in the Dark by Fallout
Wow!
Sin, which is amazing work. Too Much Foo Young, says Matt in Manchester. And Champagne Super Noodle from Basky and Luca.
Oh, fantastic work, everybody, on the Daily Smash. It will return to the Breakfast Show real soon.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that's it for your Monday morning, a version of the show where 50% of the on-air voices came from home. I've managed to drag him on for one more link before he shoots off nice and early in his slippers.
Hey, look, I mean, we were stranded in the snow for 4 hours on the way back from Santa's Grotto last night.
Oh, my goodness, hellish. You're joking. He could have given you a lift on the sleigh and you could have flown home.
Yeah, it's the least he could have done, really, isn't it?
No, I mean, he is busy, though, to be fair. He is busy. Matt, before I let you go and warm your feet by your fire, would you do us a great honour of naming the Daily Podcast, please?
Yes, of course, of course.
It is out and about. You've got Glenn Moore, schooled in Barbados.
Quite a revelation about Glenn's education, that, wasn't it?
Yeah. Sex in the Gritty.
Oh, nice pun work. Also good. From Glenn, I think, yeah.
If there's snow coming, cut your spud and starch your windows.
Emma's granddad's advice. Is it true? I'm not sure.
Is that why you've got cream on your face?
The less said about that, the better.
Not everyone Swedish is a hologram. There you go. That's your lot. That is your selection.
I did enjoy it when you shouted about holograms earlier. But I think maybe Glenn Moore schooled in Barbados is quite an intriguing
you think so?
Title.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'll bring him in. Okay, so Glenn Moore, schooled in Barbados, is the name of the Daily Podcast. So, coming up, news on how you could grab £142,000 from the Christmas cash register. We'll all be back tomorrow in one guise or another at 6 a.m. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.
I feel like I'm getting robbed when I bet the finals on a sportsbook.
Dude, delete that app. You need to be using Polymarket.
Polymarket?
Polymarket is a prediction market, not a sports book. You trade against other fans, not the house. That means more money for you and less for greedy sports books.
Even during the finals?
Especially during the finals. You can even trade on whether Trump or Chalamet will attend the games.
No way. What's the catch?
No catch. And it's available in all 50 states. Polymarket is so confident you'll never go back, they're giving you $50 free on your first trade.
I'm deleting my sportsbook app. How do I get started?
Download Polymarket now and use promo code BUZZ for $50 free for your first trade. Stop letting sportsbooks steal from you. Download Polymarket and use promo code BUZZ for $50 free on your first trade. Use promo code BUZZ.
Trading not available in all jurisdictions. Check local regulations before trading. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply.